Hey guys, it's Monday. Hope you're having a great start to your week. We are talking here on the podcast with Noah Johnson about life in the glass house. Your glass house was a little bit different, Noah, growing up over in Beijing. And your church experience, you know, on the last podcast I said was probably a little bit more like heaven in that, from what I understand, it was filled with all kinds of people from all different nations. Can you talk a little bit about the church you grew up in and the role that your dad continues to play in that church?
For sure. So the church I went to, the big organization is called BICF, Beijing International Churches Fellowship.
Okay.
Underneath that was the church my dad pastors, which is called City Church. And within City Church, there's, I want to say, probably like 70 different nations that like will show up on a Sunday.
That's crazy.
So like you just look around the room.
That's just wild.
Yeah. And like there's people from all over.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
To see. And under BICF, there's different churches. So there's like a Japanese service. There's a Cantonese. I think there's an African service. There's a French one as well. Mm-hmm. So within all these different services, he's like, I guess you could call it the CFO in a sense, of all those different churches.
Yeah, so he's kind of just overseeing all the ministry that's going on there. But the City Church, the English City Church, that's where he is the main pastor, the preacher. And I'm guessing that all those different tribes, tongues, and people that they speak English.
Yeah,
is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So you grew up with a truly international. It wasn't just a white kid in a Chinese church.
No.
It was all the colors.
Yeah.
Red and yellow, black and white.
Yeah.
Being there. So definitely a unique experience that you've had there. But, you know, one of the things that you mentioned to me that I want our people to hear is this idea of mentorship. So can you talk a little bit, as a pastor's kid, as an MK, why that was important to you, why that is important to you?
Yeah. When you look throughout scripture, a lot of different people in the faith had mentors. So you have like Paul, Silas, correct? And so I just thought it was important that if I one day want to pour into other people, I'm having someone pour into me.
Yeah.
So back in Beijing, I had a good number of mentors, Charlie Wagner being one, a very close friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then over here, once I got here, it was also important because, you know, time difference, like those are still my mentors over there. But like I need someone here that I'm going to see face to face every day.
Yeah.
So that guy was Mitch for me.
Okay.
Shout out to Mitch.
Shout out to Mitch. Absolutely. So this is actually something that was mentioned on with Jessica as well. And I think that there are, I think, you know, in the probably the typical Bible Belt church that we have here across Arkansas, Texas, Mississippi, Oklahoma, all that. This is probably a new idea for people that the regular church member should invest in the preacher's kid. Why do you think that might be a foreign idea?
I guess maybe in a sense they think, oh, he's set, you know, he's under his father, you know, he's with his family. They probably have already got him checked in, like he's all good. If his father's the pastor of the church, why would he?
Yeah.
Or like, why would she need it?
Yeah.
Like, they're already getting poured into by their parents.
Right, right. And you mentioned, so not only is your dad the pastor of the church, but your mom was played a pretty important role in the, did you go to that school?
Mm-hmm.
Play was a big role in the school there. Mm-hmm. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'll talk about middle school and then I'll talk about high school.
Okay.
So in middle school, my dad was the youth pastor and my mom was the guidance counselor. Those are pretty much your two people you're supposed to go to.
Yeah.
And they're both my family, which was great. But at the same time, in a sense, it could be looked as a conflict of interest. Just because if I have something that I want to like talk to someone else about, I don't have them because those are literally my parents.
Right.
So
yeah.
And then in high school, my mom became like the principal of the school. My dad became the head pastor.
Yeah.
Starting ninth grade year. All great things. But I think it's also important just to find someone else to like just walk with life and like, dude, I'm struggling with this. Like, this has been hard.
Mm-hmm.
We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Like, no one's perfect.
Yeah.
So just trying to walk through that with someone else.
You know, I think as I think about my own kids and the need for them to have other people that they can go to, we obviously want them. Me and Christy, we want them to come to us and to feel like they can come to us with anything.
Yeah.
But sometimes the beef is us.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have someone else that they can go to and still get solid biblical wisdom, mm-hmm. you know, what a treasure that is.
Yeah.
And so I think you're spot on with people in the church being willing to put themselves out there to establish a relationship with not just the PKs, with all the kids, because every kid needs it. And sometimes I think the PKs, like you said, they get seen as, well, they're set, they're taken care of. Mm-hmm. And so they can be neglected in that aspect. What are some of the things that that Charlie Wagner and Mitch, you know, that, like, you're just thankful for them? Why?
Okay, so I'll give you a random story.
Okay.
Because I came back over here, I needed to go help ship my parents something. I'd okay. never done that before.
Yeah.
So Mitch just literally is like, I'll go to the post office with you and yeah. do that. And so, like, it's not even like these, like, deep, big conversations. Of course we had those, and those were great. But it's like just the little thing, just walking and doing life together.
Yeah.
And so that's what I really appreciate. And that's, I think, especially Charlie and Mitch, they both emphasize, like, discipleship is walking with someone.
I mean,
Jesus had 12 disciples and they did life together. And so mostly trying to do that.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you, Noah. Next week, come back. We've got some more insight into what it's like in a missionary kid's life and a pastor's kid's life that I think you're going to want to hear. Until next Monday, we'll see you then.